Good morning. Can you hear me? Good morning, everybody. Sorry to get you all here on such a rainy morning, but we're here too. Had a little wet coming in, but it's worthwhile. This is a regularly scheduled meeting of the Zoning Board of Adjustment. We have six members, I see, in attendance right now out of seven. So that's more than is needed to approve anything. So our attendance is fine. We have minutes from the previous meeting. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes?
There are no additions or corrections to the minutes.
All right, do we hear a motion of approval?
Motion to approve.
Orlowski.
Second. All those in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed, like sign.
I'm sorry, I missed who seconded that motion. I missed the chair.
Chair seconded. Okay. City Attorney. You have some words of wisdom for us?
Good morning, Mr. Chair. Yes, I do. This time I'd like to ask anyone who will be providing testimony today, including staff, to raise your right hands. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth?
Can I say you stand up if you're going to testify and take the oath? Just one person is going to testify? Your others are observers? Okay. Go ahead, Ms.
Okay, do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, I'd also like to read the city's notice regarding lobbyist registration. If you're appearing on behalf of a business, a corporation, or another person, you need to register as a lobbyist with the city clerk's office. If you haven't registered yet, you should go downstairs and register before you speak to the board. You don't have to register as a lobbyist if you're speaking only on behalf of yourself and not any other party, or if you're testifying as an expert witness providing only scientific, technical, or other specialized information or testimony in this public meeting, or if you're appearing as a representative of a neighborhood association without any compensation or reimbursement for your appearance, to express support of or opposition to any item. Expert witnesses and representatives of neighborhood associations shall, prior to appearing, disclose in writing to the city clerk their name, address, and the principal on whose behalf they're communicating. If you're an architect, attorney, or employee representing an applicant or an objector, you must register as a lobbyist. These rules apply whether you're appearing in favor of or against an item or encouraging or arguing against its passage, defeat, modification, or continuance.
Thank you. All right, going down the agenda, any requests for continuances or withdrawals?
There are no requests for continuances or
any requests for extension of time?
No requests for extension of time.
Any discussion items?
No discussion items.
Any progress reports?
No progress reports.
How to do it? Modification of previously approved board orders.
No modifications.
Continued items.
No continued items.
No open or continued items.
Nope.
And we come down to the item that's before us today, a new application.
New application. Stephen.
ZBA file number 19-0094, 1045 Fifth Street. An application requesting the following variances regarding the distance separation, size limitation, and related items for the operation of a pharmacy store located within the retail establishment. Variance number one, a variance to reduce by 520 feet the minimum distance separation of 1,200 feet between pharmacy stores to allow a pharmacy store to be located within 680 feet of another pharmacy store. Variance number two, a variance to waive the requirement or a medical cannabis dispensary or pharmacy store to be divided by a one-hour fire separation from an adjacent business. Variance number three, a variance to exceed the maximum allowed square footage for a pharmacy store of 7,500 square feet by 24,843 square feet to permit the operation of a pharmacy store located within a 32,343 square foot retail establishment.
So by way of history of this project, the building that is in question here is a four-story building with retail on the ground floor, retail on the second floor, parking in the upper floors and on the rooftop. The project was originally approved by the Planning Board and the Historic Preservation Board in 2016. It was modified in 2017 and 2018. At the time that these were approved by the board, the city really had no regulations on pharmacy stores. And so the city approved regulations on pharmacy stores in September of 2017. The regulations came about as a result of a state requirement that state, as a result of the legalization of medical cannabis, that said if we are to regulate medical cannabis, we have to regulate it the same way that we would regulate pharmacy stores. At the time, the City Commission established areas where pharmacy stores and medical cannabis treatment centers could be located. They are located in one of these areas where such establishments could be located. Subsequent to that, Target submitted plans for the build-out of their space, which is the second floor of this retail building. So, and that was in July of 2018. Subsequent to that, in 2019, the City Commission adopted distance separation requirements between pharmacy stores. So pharmacy stores have to be located 1,200 feet from each other. The same applies to medical cannabis treatment centers. They have to be located 1,200 feet from each other. So as a result of that, their permit was in progress. It had not yet been approved. On their plans, they were proposing to incorporate a pharmacy store, which is vital for the operation of the Target. The applicant has stated that they have practical difficulties not having the pharmacy because it works with their retail plans. So as a result of that, staff is in support of their three variances. The first variance, which is to reduce the distance separation requirement, there's a Walgreens pharmacy a block away, hence the need for that variance. The second variance is to waive the requirement for fire separation between the pharmacy and adjacent establishments. That's because the pharmacy section will be integrated into the Target store. It will have three walls around it. However, customers will be queuing within the larger retail area of the Target. And the third variance is for waiving the size limitation. The size limitation was 7,500 square feet. That was predicated on the typical size of a pharmacy within the city, because it's going to be incorporated into a larger big box retail area. They need that variance too. So these are three practical difficulties that they have.
We added together because they're within that big store.
Right.
I see.
Right. And so the target, I believe, is 30,000
square feet.
30,000 yeah. square feet. And so this will be about 700 square feet of that 30,000 square feet that the pharmacy takes up. But because it opens into the larger store, it's going to be bigger than 7,500 square feet, what we would typically consider the establishment. So that being said, staff is supportive of the variance. And we recommend that you approve the requested variance subject to the conditions in the draft order. And we'll open if you have any questions.
Thank you. Any questions, members of the board?
I have a question in reference to the one-hour separation and the years that this was set. When was the one-hour separation requirement made? In relation to their plans, to their submittal?
So there are fire code requirements regarding the fire separation of the whole building, but the medical cannabis ordinance, the original one that was approved in 2017, incorporated that fire separation. It was primarily intended for medical cannabis treatment centers, which could potentially have flammable materials inside, to ensure that they are in a self-contained area of a building. Let's say if it's in a strip shopping center, that they have fireproof walls between that establishment and the neighbors.
So that was 2017.
Right,
and
correct.
And then their plans were submitted when?
Their original plans were submitted for approval to the board in 2016.
Oh, okay.
But at that time, they just showed the area as retail.
So when did they submit for pharmacy?
The Target really had the pharmacy on the plans in July of 2018. So we knew it was going to be a Target back when they...
You knew it was going to be retail. You didn't know it was going to be pharmacy.
Correct.
They decided pharmacy after the rule change.
Correct.
Okay.
They have demonstrated that it was always their intent to have the pharmacy as part of the big box retail, because when they originally were coming in, there were no such regulations. When they originally came to the city, there were no such regulations.
I think it would have. Okay. That's fine.
Any other questions? Are you for the applicant?
Yes, sir. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Board Member Staff, Michael Larkin, 200 South Biscayne Boulevard. Here representing Target with me today is Stephen Vandenbosch and Stephen Hauser from Target, Michael Comrus, the property owner, and my colleague Bobby Behar. Just to give you some additional color, Rogelio did a very good job of summarizing the application, but as you all know, this is one of the most important corners in Miami Beach as you enter from MacArthur Causeway. It's an extension of Fifth Street and Alton. You go a little bit farther to the east, now you have Fifth Street and Lenox. And before Michael Comrus began his development plans here, there was one of the more seedy nightclubs that occupied this corner, along with an exotic car rental location that had its cars out in front. So Michael saw the properties, he bought them, he combined them, and asked our firm to obtain the development approvals to do this really much nicer four-story retail building that is now under construction and will be open by this mid-August. At the same time that our firm was obtaining these development approvals, you know, the voters in Florida went ahead and approved a medical marijuana. The Florida legislature went ahead and adopted all the different implementing legislation, including the statute that Rogelio described, that made equivalent medical marijuana dispensaries like Suntera on Alton and 15th and any type of pharmacy like CVS or Walgreens Pharmacy. You know, I think the definition overbroad, but it is what it is. And it gave municipalities no leeway. When they adopted their regulation, they had to do consistent with the Florida statutes. So when Miami Beach first adopted its regulations, you know, there was no spacing requirements in between the pharmacies. And that was good for about a year. And when there was no spacing requirement, we went ahead and submitted our development plans, our building permit plans in the summer of 2018. But the city commission said, you know what, after 1 year, we need to review our medical marijuana regulations, see if they need updating, deleting, expanding. And so in the fall, in October of 2018, the Land Use Committee of the Commission said, you know what, we're looking at different regulations, and we're going to introduce now a spacing requirement between pharmacies. It was only 300 feet, and with that spacing requirement, we would have been fine, because the Walgreens, that's the source of this variance request, is like 618 feet to the east. So we would have been fine with 300 feet, so we didn't feel a need to get involved at that time. Then it went through the normal legislative process, went to planning board, no change, went to city commission first reading, no change. It was only at second reading where an expanded spacing requirement was introduced of 1,200 feet. And at 1,200 feet, that's what caused this variance request that we're here before you today. Because at 1,200 feet, it captures the Walgreens that's to our east that also has a pharmacy. You know, we had begun our permitting months before that, and so that really represents our practical difficulty. That's why we're here today. It's important to note two things in the operating agreement between Target and CVS. Target has already prohibited CVS from selling any type of medical marijuana products. And in your recommendation today, staff has included a condition that also prohibits the sale of any type of medical marijuana products. And we accept that condition as well. So I'm here to answer any questions you all might have, but we respectfully request your approval.
Questions from members of the board?
May I just ask for one clarification of the applicant? The variance, we have it being issued to Target alone, the Target Corporation. Should CVS be added to that as well?
Could be. Right. You could ask that at the very last sentence of that condition, maybe that CVS, this shall apply to CVS for purpose of seeking a business tax receipt, because that's what they're going to start doing.
Okay.
Target does a deal with another pharmacy.
If Target does a deal with a pharmacy that is not CVS, then they could submit an affidavit to the city to change the name. But initially, if we're here, we might as well just go ahead and incorporate them to avoid that.
Any other questions?
Sorry, which number was that? Number three. The Target is granted.
I think the word footage is missing.
Right.
Maximum allowed square footage.
We can make that.
We can make that change.
Yes, that's correct.
Go ahead. Please, Mike.
Sorry. I'm kind of iffy with this 1 hour separation issue and the timing, and why someone like Target coming in, and if a pharmacy is such a important aspect of their operation, why it wouldn't have been included originally. And then I understand it happens. People put plans in and legislation changes. How is, for maybe for the city, how is this application different than there was a medical marijuana planned dispensary somewhere South Beach, Alton Road, I think, and they were in for planning, and rules were changed. They were, you know, had to give up a lease and I think some money, obviously not a corporation the size of Target. But how does that relate? And how does this timing relate with the development?
Yeah. That's okay. One major difference is that this application had a board order approval dating back to 2015. Whereas the other establishment came in after the establishment of the initial medical cannabis regulation. So this application predates there being any regulation whatsoever. So that would be a major difference.
With pharmacy, even though they didn't submit the plans, HPB approved pharmacy?
HPB approved there being a retail establishment.
Right.
We knew it was going to be Target at the time.
Right.
We didn't know the interior layout of the site at the time. That came.
You knew its use.
Yes.
And its use wasn't pharmacy.
Its use was not pharmacy then. Yeah.
That's my.
Well, Barry, I think that you know, when you talk about the 1 hour fire separation, it's very important that medical marijuana dispensaries have it because of the presence of flammable materials. But for a pharmacy, where we lack, you know, any type of flammable materials at all, we're going to it's medicine, cough medicine. I mean, I can't think of a flammable material that's within a pharmacy. So
I'm not a pharmacist, but well, I'm sure that, you know, there's things with alcohol and that, you know, I don't know. Oxygen,
but
maybe.
Well, the only color commentary I'd like to add to this is the state legislature put us in a very strange position when it required that we treat medical marijuana dispensaries the same as pharmacies for zoning purposes, because the impacts of those businesses and the nature of those businesses are really quite different. When we were put in that position, though, we had to conform our more restrictive medical marijuana dispensary rules with the rules that apply to pharmacies, and that's why we have this distance separation where previously we didn't.
Any other questions by members?
You didn't answer why Target didn't.
I think it's simply because they were. Well, I think when the plans are put together to incorporate the subtenancy of CVS within the Target tenancy, you know, I think they were looking at the Florida Building Code when they were doing it and not to this not well-known zoning regulation that had equated medical marijuana dispensaries with pharmacies. I think that's the real reason. But even looking past that reason, I don't think there's any risk presented in having this pharmacy nestled within the larger Target and not having 1 hour fire rated walls. And it's already a segregated area within the overall Target and it's protected. But I don't think there's a need to have a 1 hour fire rated wall with this particular pharmacy use.
Further?
I can buy that. I'm just concerned with sort of the logic that came along, and I think the legislation that was imposed on kind of this use.
Right.
City's legislation imposed by separations.
Right.
Anyone else wish to be heard on behalf of this matter? Anyone wish to be heard in opposition to this matter? Board have any further questions? We have to vote. Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second. With the two changes that were
yes,
identified.
The changes that were discussed.
Second.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, like sign? Aye. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your time.
Michael?
Should we adjourn?
I think you're dead all the time. You know, he and I had a real passion for classic cars, as you know. I had my T-Bird. Of course, I financed your dad years ago.
Motion to adjourn, Siegel.
I hate to think how many years ago. I don't know where the time has gone. Well, my son Michael was still active. He's on 41st Street. I can't complain. 85 now. I miss your dad. I used to have breakfast with him.
A month or September.